In Ghana, as it is, the current stance of the people seems to be against the commercialization of the activities of LGBTQ to the extent that you can do those things in public. By the dictates of the 1992 Constitution, the power of the president is the power of the people. And for that matter, whatever the people desire and so wishes, as long as it's within law, is what the president ought to do. To the extent that a bill is passed in parliament and requiring the ascension of the president, he has no choice. It is not about what the president believes. It's not about what he stands for. It's about the processes of lawmaking as the fundamental pillar to our rule of law. That when bills are made from parliament, those bills must go for ascension of the president. And the president has no choice. If the president exercises his executive power to the extent that he can refuse to adhere to what the Constitution dictates him to do, then we don't have a democracy. Then we don't have a rule of law. And for us in the NDC, we believe that the president has no choice. If he proceeds in this tangent, he may have one day to exit as a president. We will file an impeachment process against him without any reservation.
I was reading the article about the Archbishop, particularly on the Easter Sunday, comparing it to that of Pontius Pilate and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, urging President Nana Akufo-Addo to assent to the bill because the whole of Ghana was behind him. What do you make of that comparison?
Well, that is the problem. The law is not crucifying people. Either we agree or we disagree with the law. The procedure as contained in the Constitution directs the president to come back to parliament about what he thinks about a certain content of the bill. Now, the same question is, if it was the other way around, will the president be running away from the bill? That's why I said that for religious beliefs, I don't talk about LGBTQ, but I also think that a president cannot break a law process or a legal process or a constitutional process because of his own beliefs. In the hierarchy of our constitutional provision, the president's belief does not supersede what the Constitution so directs us to do in Ghana. And so while the advocacy is totally against, and the whole Christian community, Muslim community, even some political parties, you know, calling for the president to sign, it's simply a bill that he must sign. If the bill is reversed, one day it is reversed. But as far as I'm concerned, he is not in the position to be running away.